When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, baby. 12th night, January 6th. It's when it started a couple of days ago. We've got a big, big slate of events for St. Louis Mardi Gras. We are in the middle of the season already. It has begun. And thank God, because Christmas season is over and I'm so depressed. So at least we have this. And to talk about it with us, St. Louis Mardi Gras spokesperson Bess McCoy with us in studio. Good to see you. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing okay. First things first, will you tell Amy that she does not have to start puking at 9:30 on parade day? Because she thinks that everybody has to go down there and drink so much that they're vomiting before 10.
No, that's great advice. I mean, if that's how you want to celebrate Mardi Gras, I'm not going to stop you. But like you said, we have a ton of events over the next 6 weeks, literally a dozen different ways to celebrate Mardi Gras. We'll call it a dozen plus one if you want to include the 9 a.m. puking.
Because see, that's the
Amy's favorite thing to do.
That's the thing. Like, what you're saying is, if you happen to know a prude, the prude can find some pretty fun things to do over the course of all of these Mardi Gras events.
Not just the prude, but literally, Mardi Gras is for everyone. And I mean, you know, all interests, all ages. We specifically designed the season so that there's something for everyone. Yeah. So if you're like me and you're a foodie, there's a ton of opportunities to enjoy the flavors of Mardi Gras. If you have a family or just looking for family-friendly activities, we have the Family Winter Carnival next weekend. And of course, the Pet Parade is always a good time for families. And of course, plenty of other opportunities to just have a good time in Soulard.
So quick note, what would be at the Family Winter Carnival? Because I know we talked a little briefly about the Shoebox Float Gallery, so I want to hear about that. But yeah, what would families expect?
That's next weekend, January 17th, right?
Correct. Yeah, not this weekend, but next weekend. It's a free event, open to all ages, of course, at Lift for Life Academy. And it's a great way for our youngest revelers to get into the Mardi Gras spirit. So they can design their own masks, their own capes. Like you mentioned, we're going to have a contest for a shoebox float design. So they can create their own float design using a shoebox. And the winner of that will get to ride on a float in the pet parade in February. So it's a great
really
opportunity.
Fun.
Again, Mardi Gras is for everyone, including our youngest revelers. So a good way to get the youngest into the Mardi Gras spirit.
I did a shoebox float in seventh grade. We did
you
one
did?
Down the hallway. Yeah, we all had one. I forgot what class it was. Mine was pretty, as a kid say, it was pretty dope.
What was
mine
it
was
sportsy?
Good. It was like sleepy. It was supposed to be a book we were reading, I think. And mine was Sleepy Hollow. It was awesome.
Oh, that's
a
scary one.
Horse.
No head.
Guy with a no head.
Yeah.
So can I go to this thing?
Absolutely. Like I said.
Can I just have my own shoebox?
You can't compete.
Do I have to have a child?
No, this is an all ages event,
yes.
But it's designed for children.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
yeah. If you know some kids.
I'm not bringing any.
All right. And then on the 24th, the scavenger hunt.
Yes.
That is like an adult scavenger hunt.
Yeah, this one's a little bit more for the adult side,
yeah.
But again, all ages of adults. And this is not just your average scavenger hunt. This is a Mardi Gras style scavenger hunt. So a lot of challenges and bar games. You get to tour all of Soulard, see the great bars, restaurants, and other landmarks that make Soulard so amazing. And get to compete with your friends to hopefully win $1,000 in gift cards to Soulard restaurants.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's an awesome. So it's like one person wins $1,000 in gift cards.
One team of six.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. $125 per team. And it's a great time. A good way to start off the Mardi Gras season early.
And any information on any of the things we're talking about is stlmardigras.org. The Cajun Cook-Off is the following week. That's one of my favorites. So there are three events I really like. It starts with this one on January 31st, the Cajun Cook-Off.
I couldn't agree more. That's one of my favorites as well. And I am so excited for this year. We have a new home for the Cajun Cook-Off. We're going to be at the Anheuser-Busch Brewery. So, of course, we're still going
to
have...
Because it used to be in the tent, right? The big tent in the park?
Correct. Yeah, yeah. We used to have it in the tent. We are so excited to have Anheuser-Busch host us this year, though. So, of course, you'll still get to watch amateur chefs compete, making their best Cajun creations. Of course, you'll still get a full Cajun buffet and an open bar. But because we're at Anheuser-Busch, they're going to bring some experiences that you can only get from AB. So it's going to be a really good time this year.
Oh, I love that. I know my dad would love that. Like you said, Cajun's your food that you would
love it.
Eat nonstop.
Yep.
There's not a Cajun food item you don't like. And so that is a lot of fun. And I think it's like the perfect time of year for it because it's so warms you up from the inside. And then in February, there's a 5K. See, for all the prudes out there.
The prudes like you.
Who go to bed early.
Yep.
Want to wake up, get in there, exercise. There's a Run for Your Beads 5K.
Sure, yeah. And the prudes might like that one. But again, this is a Mardi Gras style 5K. This is going to be the most vibrant, most colorful.
She's not
going
to let you define this as a prudish event.
I know. I'm doing it an injustice. Are they going to, instead of water on the course, are they going to have little cups of beer? That would be kind of fun.
Hurricanes, yes. There
really?
Will be plenty
yes.
of hurricane hydration
Let's
stations.
Go. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it'll just be raining beads on the runners.
That's so fun.
We always get some runners who are there to actually run and plenty of runners who are there to have a good time.
That's really fun.
Which is what it's really designed for.
Yeah.
The 5K actually kicks off our community weekend, which is one of my favorite weekends. We have four events that weekend, starting with the 5K. But I think of this weekend as really the kind of local insider Mardi Gras celebration. It has all the fun, all the energy of Grand Parade Day. But, we know Grand Parade Day brings in thousands of people from all over the place. This is more your local crowd. They tend to be a little bit more well-behaved while still having a good time.
No 9:30 a.m. puking.
That's right. That's right.
And that's the weekend that's Taste of Soulard.
You got it.
That's my second favorite weekend. And you're right. It's a good crowd, but it's not insane.
Exactly.
So if you're looking to experience it, but you don't want to be, just wall-to-wall with people, this is the thing to do. And I love Taste of Soulard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a blast. It's you get six food samples from several different restaurants all over Soulard. They're going to be handing out their best Cajun food options. So, and then you get one drink ticket as well. But of course, you can stop at any bar and pick up a drink along the way. But it's a great way to experience Soulard, get to try out some of the different restaurants. And again, it's got that Mardi Gras energy. But maybe a little toned down from Grand Parade Day.
And same weekend, if you have pets who don't want to feel left out.
You got it. Yeah. One of the best events of the year, the Purina Pet Parade, is that Sunday. So if you have a pet, it doesn't have to be a dog. Mm-hmm. If you have a pet, put them in a costume, bring them down. All of the proceeds for it go to Open Door Animal Sanctuary. So it's for a good cause. And even if you don't have a pet and you're just a pet lover or just want to have a good time watching some cute pets parade down Soulard, come on down. We always have an array of animals. Last year we had a parrot. I've seen turtles. I've seen snakes. You name it.
Is the turtle holding up the parade?
they put turtles in the back.
Oh.
And all turtles have to start at the very back of the parade. I'm pretty sure.
And then they finish by the Grand Parade Day. That's what that is.
You mentioned... because there's a Purina pet parade, but also the wiener dog derby.
You got it. Yeah. Right after that, the cutest competition you're going to see all
That's
year.
So fun.
We call it the slowest 2 minutes in sports racing. we'll have literally dozens of wiener dogs racing in five wiener heats. It is some pretty stiff
heats.
Competition.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Wait, is it? Is it a curvy course or a straight course?
It's a straight course.
They can't make turns.
Well, I didn't know if it was like the mice in
them?
The tubes.
It's not like the mice in the tubes. That's really fun. Where's that one? Where is the wiener dog?
Yeah, it'll be right at the end of the pet parade route in Soulard Market Park.
Okay.
That's how great. They kill the time until the turtles get back.
That's right. So the following weekend, you've got on the 13th, the mayor's ball coming back to City Hall.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, we are so excited. It's kind of a homecoming for us. For the last several years, we've been touring some different famous landmarks around St. Louis, and they've all been great, but there's really no space like City Hall. And so we're excited to have the mayor's ball back at City Hall this year. And for the first time, instead of having the proceeds benefit the Soulard neighborhood improvements, we're actually donating them to the tornado relief. So we're excited to have an opportunity to help our neighbors to the north because, you know, Soulard is just one neighborhood, but we're all a big community and we all need to work together.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, I love the neighborhood. As I told you, I moved to it over the summer. So looking forward to being sort of in the mix here when this all happens. And then the following day, Saturday, is the big day, the parade.
That's the culmination of this entire season.
And it's on Valentine's Day.
It is, yeah. So, yeah, bring your date or maybe find a new one.
It is actually kind of perfect because people talk about Valentine's Day and how they hate it and the pressure of it. And if you're lonely, no one has a reason to be lonely this Valentine's Day. You
can
be at Mardi Gras.
You can go to Mardi Gras.
Like, this is, maybe it should always
Make
be
friends.
On Valentine's Day.
Make friends.
Yeah.
The theme this year is peace, love, and Mardi Gras. So it's all about the love of Soulard, the love of Mardi Gras, but also the community spirit that goes into making this entire celebration possible. But yeah, Grand Parade Day, it's the biggest and best event of the season. We have tons of VIP experiences. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to elevate your Grand Parade Day experience, we have the Bud Light Party Tent, who Chris Jansen will be headlining. We also have the Blues Alumni Experience. Again, a little bit more of a mature VIP experience, but still the Mardi Gras
fun. I've seen hockey players drink.
I think that's your point. Well, I like to note that it's the Sunset Hills Subaru Blues Alumni Experience, which was made for me because I drive a Subaru from Sunset Hills.
Wow.
And I love the Blues.
Yeah.
So maybe I should
that
be there.
That is your event.
It's my event.
I'll see you there. Yeah. Like Chris said, they know how to drink and they usually get into story time. So you might hear some stuff you wouldn't hear otherwise. So
no, that's the one, I guess, Mardi Gras event that I went to first was the Blues Alumni Tent, which was a lot of fun.
So we always, and for years, I have been saying, and I have heard that this is the second biggest Mardi Gras celebration in the country. Is that true, or are we just saying that to ourselves?
Yeah, I've heard that as well. whoever came up with that or how
so
they calculated it.
We're just taking it.
No one else is like fighting for it. No one's going, no, we're number two.
I feel like there is another one somewhere.
Yeah, I actually feel like
I
don't know.
We know we're one of the biggest, but we're not a ticketed event. We don't have turnstiles. We don't have a way of actually measuring this. So if people who have experienced different Mardi Gras want to call us the second biggest, we'll take it. But no, we have no way to actually confirm that. So
But see, that's what cities do. There's a Ryan Hamilton's a comedian. He brings up how New York says, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. He's like, first of all, that's not true. Couldn't be furthest from the truth. And also, they just claimed it. And no one's challenged them on it. So why don't we just claim stuff?
Right. So you're saying a lot of people who make it in New York are absolute failures elsewhere?
No, he was saying, if you need a gluten-free muffin, he said, try making it in his town of 1,000 people in Iowa. He goes, I'm telling you, there's a lot of people in Manhattan that could not make it in my town of 1,000 people.
Bess McCoy, we are looking forward to Mardi Gras. All the information for all the events, tickets for any of the events, or whatever it is you're looking for, stlmardigras.org. It's great to have you in. Good to see you.
Likewise. Hopefully I'll see you later this season.
You will. Multiple times.
Excellent.
So this is one of my favorite I guess it's about a month of time, right?
Yeah, about 6 weeks. Yeah,
yeah, it's about 6 weeks. It's my favorite, one of my favorite stretches of the year. So looking forward to it. Thanks for coming in.
Likewise. Thank you.